As part of the Federal Recovery Act, Ohio spent more than $1 million in the southwest region of the state to help train minorities, women, and others so they could eventually get into apprenticeship programs as plumbers, electricians, and construction workers. But Ohio's Inspector General says there were problems with the way those grants were administered. The grants went to unions and nonprofits, and the IG says in some cases there wasn't proper documentation that money was spent properly for food, rental space, and employee time. The IG calls $250,000 of the spending questionable. That's why the agency has sent the results of the probe to the state auditor, the Federal Labor Department, and other agencies. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.